805-4229.
Thank you for allowing us to come out here in front of like this and make our statement as a family together. I just want to let you know, I spoke to Richard earlier today, and he was kind of finding this funny that when I told him that I was preparing a press statement, that I actually have laryngitis, because he knows that it would be probably very hard for me to be up here and talk to you. So I'm going to look with that again. Thank you.
That was Richard Phillips' wife, of course, extremely emotional, had laryngitis, as she mentioned, and she has really for 6 days not slept. Can you imagine your husband is being held by pirates on a little dinghy with a U.S. warship right there within their sights? You have no clue other than little bits and pieces you're getting from the State Department as to whether or not your husband is healthy. Is he going to make it out of that? All that that would entail. You think of pirates, the Indian Ocean, millions of miles away, and how scary is that? So, of course, the family elated. They have not been reunited yet, but they will be soon. That Captain Richard Phillips certainly will go down as a hero in anybody's books. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And boy, do we have a great show for you. Lots to get to tonight, including we're going to take you to the Summer of Love. No, not Woodstock. The Summer of Love in Taos. Yeah, they're going to wind back the clock, and it's a new Summer of Love. If you've never been to Taos, man, it is a great place. You go there, you don't want to leave, because it's sort of nestled outside of Santa Fe. I think it's a hidden gem, although people who ski pretty much know about Taos and the slopes there. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Summer of Love coming up around the bend. Speaking of the Summer of Love, Phil Spector would have been one of the key guys in the Summer of Love. He was the god of rock promoters, found guilty of second-degree murder. And the strangest thing about Phil Spector, his looks. How many times can you change your hair and look like you still put your finger in an electric socket somewhere? And we have seen all these photographs of Phil Spector now for the last couple of years, and finally the conviction, but his attorney saying, baloney, we're going to do the appeal route. Meanwhile, at the White House, time for the egg roll, yeah, the Easter egg hunt, the traditional egg roll. Everything was about the dog, the Portuguese water dog, just the other day. And, of course, the real unveiling of this family dog is happening on Tuesday. But naturally, it was leaked, pictures and whatnot. So Bo, as this dog is being known, not really shown at the egg roll. Big news. Cuban Americans can now traipse over to Cuba. I guess they can do it once a year. I don't know all the details, but from what I understand, once a year they can go back, and also they can send money back, which is a huge deal. There's still the embargo with the trade with Cuba, but that's big for the people in Miami who have left and left so much family behind and they could never go back. Now they actually can go back, and I bet you're going to see a lot of travel back and forth between Cuba and the United States. I know a lot of people who have relatives in Cuba and haven't seen them for a very long time because for whatever reason they escaped, they managed to get out with the help of some embassy somewhere or in some other way. They got asylum a long, long time ago. Or, of course, we know the story about the people who go over in the rafts, and if they can get through, which is so crazy to think about. We have all this freedom in the United States, and people are so desperate to get away from Cuba, they'll risk it. They'll get in these rafts, much like the one we saw Captain Phillips on. Actually, Captain Phillips' raft might be a little sturdier than some of the ones that they use in that crossing from Cuba to Miami. So they risk all of that in this raft. Half the time, either the sharks get them, they drown, something happens, or if they get into U.S. waters, and they're just offshore, but they don't make it to shore, boom, they're sent back. There's a zillion stories like that. And then there's those that come through, of course. And a sad, sad day for me. Childhood idol, Harry Callis. Many of you might not know the name, but I guarantee if I played the voice for you, you would know the voice. A radio and TV broadcaster, Callis, was the announcer for the Philadelphia Phillies, where I grew up. But he also, if you watch any of the HBO stuff and any of the NFL clips that they play, he was the voice of the NFL. Just a great baritone voice. We'll have to see if we can dig up some of Harry Callis for you, but a tremendous signature call he had. Out of here. And I can't even do it justice. I mean, I can't even come close because I'm horrible at imitations anyway, but his signature call was out of here, the home run call. You know, that some people had that, the old-fashioned baseball announcers, the play-by-play guys, would usually had some significant thing that they would say, and he, that was his one thing. And he did Phillies baseball for 4 decades. And you know how it is. If you're listening to me and you're a Twins fan, or you're a Red Sox fan, or you're a Dodgers fan, of course, the great Vin Scully, but wherever you're listening to me, probably you've listened to at least a little bit of a baseball game at some point in your life, even if you're not a tremendously huge baseball fan or sports fan, and you might know your announcer. So he was like family. You invited him into your house, into your car, and like I said, my whole life, he was the guy on the radio. So he died at 73, and it's so fitting, too. Sounds weird to say this, but he died when he was actually getting ready to do a game. So the icon, I think, went the way that he should have went. I mean, millions of sports fans, even outside of Philly, would know him for the NFL film stuff that he did. Harry the K. Yeah. The bearer of the bad and the good news. So we're going to talk about announcers and even local anchors and how much you identify with them. Do you watch the news or do you listen to a baseball game because of the person on the screen or the voice that you hear? I think almost anyone can relate to that in some way. And I'll give you some more cool details. I guess there's not a word more cool, but I'll give you some cool details about Harry Callis a little bit later in the show. He's got a great story how he ended up in broadcasting and ended up, of course, in the booth doing the Philadelphia Phillies. Also, we're going to dive into the SEC. Yeah, what a, my favorite subject. They're reviewing whether B of A actually broke the law on those crazy Merrill bonuses. We're always an after-the-fact country. We need to be a before-the-fact country. We're always so stunned, like the three dreaded letters, AIG. Ooh, the bonuses. Oh, yeah, Senator Chris Dodd put it in there. Oh, okay. And it's always after the fact. Wouldn't it be nice to get the information before the things happen? Yeah. But apparently shareholders didn't know about $3.6 billion in bonuses. You can bet the regulations will be a lot different in the future on this whole bonus thing for any company. And I'll say this over and over again. Don't get me wrong. I am all about capitalism. The nation was founded on it. I'm all about Tom Jefferson. Hey, absolutely. Follow the lead. I like the small government, not the big government. But when you're asking for a bailout, you can't be asking to pay the bonuses. I really don't think that's right. In entertainment news, Mel Gibson filing for divorce, but not him, actually his wife. He was stunned, blindsided by it. We'll bring that up in our entertainment minute, but right now we're going to go to the Summer of Love next here on ATN.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow Dirt Sheep superfood should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fit Leg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
All right, we're hoping to catch up with Bill Whaley here on America Tonight. And, of course, as I said, to find out about the Summer of Love. Maybe he's busy, getting busy early for the Summer of Love, the 40th anniversary celebration. They're doing this in Taos, New Mexico. Dennis Hopper, of course, with the movie Easy Rider. He's in his commercials now that are so bloody good. Man, he makes getting old seem really cool. And Dennis Hopper is 68, do you believe it? Yeah. Go back and you check out Easy Rider. You just got to think of him fast forward to a guy who's now Mr. Country Club, voted for both Bushes. Yeah, looks can be deceiving. We know that certainly here on America Tonight. Coming up, we're going to throw somebody in the dungeon, and I'll let you decide who it'll be. I'll tell you who I think it should be, but I'm going to let you chime in on that. And I want to give out the phone number because so many people have been asking me, what's the new phone number? After 3 years of 877, we are now an 800 number. It's kind of like that scene from Sex and the City when Carrie Bradshaw throws her phone away. You might not have any idea what I'm talking about. It's just a movie reference. She throws her phone away because she got messed over by her fiance and she doesn't want the new New York area code, but it's too late because, you know, she lost her old phone number. Well, we lost our old phone number, but we gained a new phone number and it's pretty easy to remember. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Like Slammin' Sammy and the rest of you guys, hit me up trying to figure out where to call. That's the number that you have to call. Well, I was just talking about Phil Spector, and speaking of the Summer of Love, and the fact that this guy was, I mean, he was the king. Everybody kissed his ring. He was Mr. Rock. He put so many bands on the map, and to see now what he's done to his life and how he's reduced himself in the scary mugshot of this guy. I mean, I know this is radio, but picture the worst hair day ever and the biggest eyeballs you can think of and somebody leaning forward in the photo. Okay? Just use your imagination. And that's pretty much what the mugshot looks like. Now, I can tell you places to go where you can see the mugshot. This was a music producer, like I said, who owned Los Angeles, California, every part of California, anywhere backwards and forwards. So a Superior Court jury returns his verdict. 30 hours of deliberations. 30 hours. So they could have gone the lesser charge route. They could have done the involuntary manslaughter, but they decided not to. So they found Spector guilty of using a firearm and committing the crime, too. And he had no reaction to the verdict. I mean, just a pale, blank look on his face. The attorney arguing he should be free on bail, but they decided that he'd be remanded to jail, blah, blah, blah. And second-degree murder, too, if you do the math, basically you're looking at 15 years to life in prison. And then throw in the use of the gun, and that adds 3, 4, maybe even 10 years. Probably it's going to be a little bit less than that. And, you know, this goes all the way back to the shooting death of an actress, a B-list actress, at his mansion 6 years ago. So barring what could happen in an appeal, I mean, he's doing some jail time. Yeah. And if you don't know the actress, it was Lana Clarkson. If you ever have seen any of those cult films, like I guess the best one she was known for is an 80s flick called Barbarian Queen. And what happened, in case you don't know the story, she died of a gunshot fired in her mouth. She sat in the foyer of Spector's mansion, met him at her job. She was a nightclub hostess. She had, and that's what she was doing for a living. And then ended up, of course, back at his place. And then that's where it gets confusing. And that's what I think Spector's attorneys were trying to do, confuse people, confuse the jury anyway. So he was pretty secluded at that point. Met her at the House of Blues, and then the rest is history. The chauffeur heard a gunshot, saw him come out with a gun. I think I killed somebody. And, you know, so there was all this dispute over what the chauffeur remembered and what was accurate and forensic evidence. And, man, talk about being dragged out. Whew. So was justice served? I think so. Because there's no way, I believe, that she pulled that gun on herself. I mean, he had this weird thing where he put guns in women's mouths, but whether his finger slipped, whatever, it doesn't matter. I mean, the hit king, he had songs like with the Righteous Brothers, You've Lost That Love and Feeling. How many times do you hear that a week if you're flipping around on the dial? Be My Baby, another one. I mean, a ton, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. And that's the nut he ended up being. We'll see what happens in the appeal process, because he has the money to keep pushing it, and I'm for sure they're going to appeal it. We know that, no doubt. We have other things to talk about when it comes to judges and juries, and we're going to do that. And as I said, we're going to put somebody in the dungeon. But in the Spector case, it brings up an interesting thing. Lately, we've seen some things with guns. Whether you're pro-gun, anti-gun, don't want to call it that, think you should have the right to bear arms, but you don't particularly want to have that right, you know that this is always, always, always a big tug of war as to those who think you should have the right and those who think you should not have the right. And there's some fear, obviously, going on in the country about whether or not that's going to change constitutionally. Will it change in the Constitution? Will something change with handgun laws? Because you know how they're different from state to state. We're seeing what's happening in D.C. And an interesting thing happened. My father-in-law, who has guns, has a 9mm and cannot find ammunition for it anywhere. I mean, he is turned over store after store, place after place in Texas. So I did a little experiment, went to a couple of Walmarts, because, of course, they sell ammunition. And they told me, I asked the guy at Walmart, the two Walmarts I went to, hey, what if, you know, I was looking at the bullets and stuff. You don't have any 9mm. No. And he looked at me and he said, are you kidding? He said, is there a war going on here or something I don't know about? If you come in at 8 o'clock in the morning and become, and you're basically the first one in the door and we happen to unload the little bit that we get that day, you might be able to get some. So, like my father-in-law, you end up with things like he's got Chinese ammo that jams the gun. Now, another interesting thing has happened because we've seen a run on guns, not just ammunition. So some of the gun shops have gotten pretty clever. If you want a 380, in some cases, because you just you want the ammunition, you can't get the ammunition. You have to buy the gun as well, the 380. So go figure. Should we have the right to bear arms or not, my friends? This is what I'd say. I think we, and I say this over and over again, so I want to be clear, if you've never heard America Tonight, I'm sure there are plenty of things that I'll say on the show that'll make you roll your eyes. And others, you'll say, yeah, I'm going to kind of agree with her on this. And yeah, we're right there. And I have so many friends that say to me they can't understand why I back that up, that don't I see some of the accidents that happen, the killings, the crazy things that we've just seen recently with the nut in Binghamton, New York, and how sad was that? And I think if somebody wants to get you, they're going to get you. I don't care what they go in there with. And I still believe that we should have the right to bear arms. I still believe that. And I don't think taking the guns away, and ultimately nobody can really prove that to me. If you could say, listen, you get every single gun off the street, nobody's going to be threatening anybody anyway, and so don't worry about it. You're not going to have these break-ins, and somebody else is going to be armed, and you're not going to have a gun, and all this other stuff. And I've never been able to get that out of any law enforcement person, no matter whether I lived in a very liberal area in the East Coast or a more conservative area in Texas, or again, a more liberal area in California, or again, a more conservative area in Arizona. The one common denominator in many off-the-record and on-the-record conversations that I've had with law enforcement types is, they're going to get the guns. Whether they have the right to have them or not, they're going to get them. The underground's going to swell. And trust me, it's not going to make a bit of difference. Ultimately, the dent would not be noticeable. And are there gun accidents and are there horrible things that happen with guns? Absolutely. And there's scumbags that do horrible things to people. Yeah. But I think that they would still try to find a way to do those horrible things anyway. The one thing that I would say is that there should be, I guess, restrictions with the guns. In other words, if you're a gun owner, for goodness sake, you know how to clean it, you know how to store it, you know how to use it, you're comfortable with it. I mean, the worst thing is somebody getting a gun just because they think they need a gun, throwing it in their purse because they can carry a concealed weapon or under the bed. And, yeah, they went through the rigmarole and got the gun, got the permit, but they're very uncomfortable using it. Oh, so fair or foul, what say you, America? Take away the guns, will it make a difference? Will we not see the atrocities like we saw in Binghamton, New York? Or keep the guns because they'll get them anyway? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
Read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements. Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
All right, we have some exciting breaking news for you here on ATN. Do you believe it? Finally, maybe a decision has been made in Minnesota. You might not like the choice, and maybe you do like the choice. Pretty funny guy, actually, but very much on the liberal side of the aisle. So if you're super staunch conservative, you're not going to like Mr. Franken. But is it ridiculous how long this has gone on with this vote counting nonsense? And the people of Minnesota are pretty smart people. How did they get ensconced in this ridiculous charade of trying to figure out who was going to be the senator from Minnesota? So just a half an hour ago, a Minnesota court declared Franken the lead vote getter. Do we have some applause from the studio audience? Yeah. Like I said, whether you like Al Franken or not, I mean, at least are we getting closer to a decision here? Norm Coleman is announcing plans to appeal the decision. He's got 10 days to appeal to the state Supreme Court. So check this out. Once the petition is filed, it, of course, could delay the seating of the second senator for more weeks. So Minnesota is a floater state. They don't have that other representative. And why? Because they don't know how to count votes? No. Because somebody screwed up in the whole election process, and I don't get it. I don't get how we live in the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. We do. And yet, it's like we're in a banana republic when it comes to voting machines, counting votes, absentee ballots, and all that stuff. Remember, we're still the land of hanging chads. It wasn't that long ago. And every time you go to vote, it's different, isn't it? I mean, what do you prefer? Do you prefer to go in and do the touchscreen thing? Do you prefer to go in and do the old-fashioned point and click? You know, you point, do it that way. You still actually stamp out the ballot. Of course, then that risks the hanging chad deal, but there are a lot of places that still do it. Can't there be some uniformity in this whole process? And is it that there's too many people and too many precincts and too many complications and there's really no way? It's easy for me to sit here as a talk show host on the air and say, well, can't they just do it? I mean, I've actually talked to many people on election boards about this thing, and it depends on where you are. It depends on what's pumped into it. It depends on the people working it. But I think it's ridiculous. So Franken is saying, I'm the winner, and urging Coleman to concede. In the meantime, you know, the court is saying he should be certified, but you got to wait for this appeal thing. And what happens when you go through the whole appeal process? So the people of Minnesota are missing a senator. I mean, even if you don't like Al Franken, wouldn't you take the comedian with a good sense of humor who's been pushing this whole thing out versus, like I said, being the floater state? One senator? I don't get it. So the judges had not only declared him the winner by a margin of 312 votes, by the way, they had written in their decision that the election was conducted fairly, impartially, and accurately. Yeah. But Coleman, I guess, you know, the only thing he could do instead of pushing the legal envelope would be to step aside, but he's not going to do that. And that means you go through the whole appeal thing. So now the question still is up in the air. Is anyone going to pressure him to withdraw the appeal from the Republican side of the bunch? I mean, if they do. And will anybody call on the governor, Paul Lenti, to sign the letter actually certifying Franken as the winner? Boy, it's confusing, isn't it? I mean, since Election Day, Minnesota, the great people in Minnesota, salt of the earth, they've lost 56,000 jobs. Yeah. Since Election Day, more than 9,000 Minnesota families have lost their homes to foreclosure. They need another rep. I mean, for goodness sake, they got to get somebody up there. So I think that the governor should just sign the letter certifying Franken as the winner. I mean, there's going to be pressure for him not to do that, of course. But I think at this point it's ridiculous. It's a joke. So you kids just can't keep going on this way, dragging it out and out and out and out and out. Ugh, ridiculous. All right, so that was the applause. And I'm going to say that this might get a little bit of a hiss from me. You know how I feel about Mahmoud Ahmadinejad? On the list of evildoers, I'm sorry, he's pretty high on the list. And you're not going to convince me because you heard him talk at Columbia that no. He's being portrayed as the ugly, evil man, but he's really not that bad. Talk to people from Iran and they'll tell you stories. Talk to some of the students from Iran. Well, the Obama administration and, of course, the European allies involved in this, they're getting ready for this strategy, what they're going to do, this shift, the conversations they're going to have with Iran. Because there's been this insistence, and we know this because there was the pressure from the UN, of course, that Tehran shut down the nuclear facilities during all these early stages of negotiations over the atomic program. And now they've had these proposals about how this is all going to take place, and they're having these conversations, and they're pressing for these talks and pressing also for wide-ranging inspections, wink, wink. Now, the proposals also supposedly would allow Iran to continue enriching uranium for a period during the talks. That's completely opposite, obviously, of the last administration where they said, no, screw this. If you don't follow this and you don't follow the dictates of stopping to do this, then there's no reason we're coming to the table. So by letting them to continue, they being the Iranians, letting Ahmadinejad continue to enrich the uranium during the talk period. I mean, is this does this make you feel comfortable? And I'm not a fear monger. I would be willing to play ball with somebody that I thought you could play ball with. I don't think he, I've seen this man in interviews. Remember the 60 Minutes interview he did? He does not look anyone in the eye. Now, there's that thing about looking someone in the eye. Why can't he look anyone in the eye? And, yeah, he's on my list. There's no question. I wouldn't trust him. So, okay, so you extend the olive branch and say, well, you know, this is a different world. Let's try to make nice. Maybe there is a way to have a relationship with Iran, even though we know and we discovered weapons that had Iranian markings on it. So we know that weapons that were supplied in Baghdad to hurt soldiers and the people in Iraq were supplied by those across the border. Iran's a dangerous player on that chessboard. And in the shoes of Barack Obama, I understand trying to play the game, but I don't think I would allow that. In the proposal, I'd have to put my foot down to the enriching uranium during the period of the talks. So they're going to allow these talks to go on, okay, but they're dropping the condition for the talks. Wow. I mean, that is a complete reversal in policy, and one that that's one I couldn't go to. Could you, America? Do you feel comfortable with that? Again, I know we have a new 800 number, and I keep hearing from everybody, so I'm going to say it over and over again. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Also, and a lot of you have still found me this way, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. You can send me your thoughts on guns and also your thoughts on Iran and dropping the condition that they don't have to stop enriching uranium. They can continue to do that, in other words, while they're having these conversations. See, I think it should be a compromise on both sides. So if Ahmadinejad is trying to say, listen, I'm not a bad guy, and I'm not building these weapons of mass destruction, and I'm not going to point them at you. I'm using the nuclear enriching process for other things, like power. I'm not using it for possible evil things in the future. So, okay, so I'm going to stop this process while we have these talks in good faith. In good faith, I'm going to stop that. And then, sure, I'll let your inspectors come in, and I'll show you everything. You show me yours, I'll show you mine. No problem. I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to go there with you. That's what should have happened. I mean, look what we have, the situation with North Korea. So you have the Security Council condemning this North Korean launch. I was on the air when they were meeting late into the night. What was it, 2 weeks ago? And they're pushing now, the UN saying, that they're going to expand these sanctions. But here's the problem with the sanctions. You throw the sanctions out there, it makes some headlines, but you got to, at some point, you got to have teeth. You have to make the move. Now, we opened the show, and we were talking about Captain Phillips, and you could hear his wife, who was elated but had laryngitis because, of course, she was, I'm sure, so hysterical for the past 6 days. And I said the one thing that was disappointing, I mean, bravo to the Navy SEALs, boom, boom, bang, you're dead, pinpoint accuracy, 1, 2, 3, and another wounded. But why didn't it happen sooner? So you go from that example, though, of Obama saying, okay, if there's a life threat, you pull the trigger. You pull the trigger. So he manned up there. You pull the trigger. But then in this case of Ahmadinejad, letting him do the enriching, and it's not just the U.S. I mean, obviously, the Europeans are saying the same thing. How do they come with that to that conclusion? Have they seen what's happening with North Korea? Kim Jong-il, Ahmadinejad, I don't know, can't you flip-flop them? Hey, coming up on the flip side, the summer of love. Peter St. Cyr is stepping in for our hippie friend, and he's going to fill us in on all the details. That's next on America Tonight.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hot damn. I tell you. I think I'll order kidneys because I left mine out there on the road somewhere.
I don't know, but I like to say I want to go
on there. Hey, I like to say that Easy Rider is such a good flick. If you have never seen Easy Rider and you're like 25 years old and you're listening to me, go and rent Easy Rider. It's hilarious. I'm telling you, you want to get with your buddies and just, get a Harley and go across the country. Dennis Hopper, it was a classic. And sort of as a celebration of that, they're doing this whole Summer of Love. It's a 40th anniversary celebration of Dennis Hopper's movie, Easy Rider. And I love this combo here, brilliant, in Taos, New Mexico. Because if you think of the economy and this so-called recession, I think some people feel the recession, some people feel a depression, some people are doing just fine. But in the world of travel, certainly everybody's competing to try to get folks to come to their towns, to come in the summer especially, and partake in whatever they're offering. So Talos, I think, has done a brilliant thing with this. Dennis Hopper, a lot of people don't know this. He's a little bit of an artist. He's going to have an art show and just a really funny guy. I had one quick brush of fame with him a long, long time ago when I lived in California. He was such a sweet, nice man, very, very quick. So it'd be a fun thing to go. It'd be a fun thing to go and meet him, and it'd be great to go and check out those art shows as well. Peter St. Cyr is joining us now here on the airways, a buddy of mine who's a journalist and, of course, a PR guru and knows all about Taos. Peter, how are you?
I'm good today. How are you, Kate?
I'm great, and I am so psyched that Taos is doing this. I mean, what a great idea to come up with something different. How did this come about?
Well, it was kind of a flashback to the 60s when we were all sitting around talking about summer travel ideas for the town. And, of course, someone mentioned that it was going to be the 40th anniversary of Dennis Rider's movie and classic film, like you described it, Easy Rider. You know, it's really a quintessential story of the American journey of self-discovery, which happened back in the 60s. And one of the journeys that Dennis Hopper made was to go to Taos, and he fell in love with it. He stayed there for 15 years. As a matter of fact, many of the scenes in the movie Easy Rider were filmed in Taos, and he edited the film while he rented the Mabel Lujan Lodge and stayed there for a long time. So we just invited him to come. He's been a recognized photographer. He shoots some great pictures, silver gelatin, black and white, and he does some paintings as well. So the Hopper at the Harwood came about when the Museum of Art there invited him to not only have a solo exhibition, but he's going to curate another art show with five of his friends that joined him in Taos way back in the 60s.
Oh, very, very cool. Hey, another thing that you think of, okay, well, what would you do to celebrate the Summer of Love? And apparently there's a big hippie jewelry contest, and the material you use, it has to all be for $25 or less. And it's this big deal that they're doing in Taos. Explain that.
Well, the jewelry that defined the hippies back in the counterculture days of Taos was the love bead. And so they were made out of everything from clay to stone and even glass. They're still in Taos, a huge artist colony, and many of them are glassblowers. And so we're looking forward to some unique fashion submissions, and the El Monte Sagrado, really a five-star resort, sponsoring the Love Bead contest. So a lot of different stakeholders in the town, from lodges to hotels to the art galleries, they're all coming up with different themes around hippies and Summer of Love to make this a really great summer. There are more than 300 different events on the town's calendar of love, which is on their website, TaosSummerOfLove.com.
Hey, you and I were kids. We're the same age. So you and I were kids when the hippie era was going on. But, of course, that would affect us. I mean, I had peace signs and, psychedelic T-shirts. I would beg my mother for them. Did you have that kind of stuff?
You know, I did. We were I just remember the staying home one day from school, wanting to listen to Making Love in My Chevy Van and some other classic rock songs. But my mom, realized just in second grade that some of those songs were inappropriate, and I was banned from listening to them on the radio when I was home sick.
You can't listen to that, son. I have to edit out the lyrics. I don't want you to hear that kind of nonsense that's coming on the radio. It's so funny, too, when you think of the 60s band, well, even 70s, because the early 70s would still be a part of that whole culture, and that would be Rolling Stones, early Rolling Stones, even actually some of the Beatles.
I was looking at some old video of Woodstock, and it just brought back so many memories. And those people just, they were free, they were relaxing. You know, there were several hippie communes thriving in Taos with talented artists and musicians and writers, and they were all alternative thinkers. It's actually the beginning of the independent filmmaking for Hollywood. The studios realized that they could make big bucks off of small budget films. I think Easy Rider was made for like $17 million and grossed $50 million.
Wow, and think of that, $17 million. Where could you make a picture for that now? I mean, that would be called independent, and it would be you and I with a couple of cameras.
Right, and you would, of course, be the star of the show.
Yeah, thanks. I'd be trying to set up the shots and tripping over everything. Hey, one of the cool things you're doing, and I'm thinking about coming there for this, is you talked about there's going to be all kinds of themes and all that stuff, but you're doing this Love Train, and it's at the end of August. What's that about?
That's right. The Cumbres Toltec Railroad runs through the northern part of New Mexico. And they're just, you know, another one of the people that really like the idea of the Summer of Love and revisiting the 60s. And they're going to have the train rolling all summer. And you can check it out online again at the Taos Summer of Love. But beyond just riding the train, people are invited to come and enjoy outdoor recreation in Taos. There's bike riding in the mountains near the Taos Ski Valley. I, of course, love whitewater rafting and kayaking through the Taos Box, which runs underneath the Rio Grande Gorge Bridge. And then if you're up early, you can go hot air ballooning up here as well.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I lived in Albuquerque, as you know, Pete, and some of the listeners wouldn't know that, but I loved Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Taos. I loved living in New Mexico. The people were great. The food was great. And there were so many cool things to do, a lot of outdoor things. And I did the Taos Box twice, and I thought it was some of the best white water I think that I've ever been on. Isn't it? I forget what the rapids are, but it's pretty exciting to go down the box, isn't it?
And it is. And there are a lot of talented guides that know the river very well, so it's safe. And it's just a really nice day to go out when it's hot outside and get wet in the river.
Yeah, and the most famous resident, of course, I guess one of the most famous, there are a lot of famous people that live there, and they're kind of undercover, but Julia Roberts makes no bones about it. She loves Taos. She lives there, right?
That's right, and I think the last time you were up, we toured and went looking for her house. I think we got lost, but we did find Donald Rumsfeld Ranch.
That's right, and he's still there, I heard.
He is. He gets out and reads poetry and goes to the bars and has a good time.
Now, there was a rumor, somebody told me this the other day that I was talking to in Hollywood, that Gene Hackman is either thinking about getting another place up there or getting a place there. Did you hear anything about that?
Well, he's a longtime Santa Fe resident, and if he wants to move north to Taos, we'll welcome him.
Perfect. It sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, am I eligible to make these beads and participate?
You know, if you want to test your artistic skills, why not? We'd love to have an entry from you.
All right. It sounds like a lot of fun. Pete, thanks for coming on and telling us about it.
Great.
Poor Bill,
I'm sorry for the delay with Bill Whaley. He's an old hippie, and he may have fallen asleep.
That's what happens to old hippies. He needs to rest.
We'll have to get him back on the show because he's a quirky character, and I think you'd really enjoy talking to him.
Oh, we definitely will. Hey, thanks. We appreciate it, Pete.
You have a good evening, and congratulations on the new network.
Thank you. We love it. We're very, very excited about it. Ooh, the love train. I could see me with the love beads on the love train with the peace T-shirt. Can you picture that? I don't know. Might be a little bit of a stretch. We'll have to see. Maybe I'll come up with something and I'll post it on the website. Hey, speaking of the website, you can send me an email day or night, americatonight.net.
Are you going to pass that due beer or what?